News Talk 970 WKHM, in conjunction with the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, are proud to bring you Good Morning Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Good Morning Greater Jackson, the May edition. And we kick things off today with Heather Lisinski, Stephanie Sharp from the Cascades Humane Society. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's happening? What's going on? What are the big events?
Well, we have our huge fundraiser, Pause in the Park, coming up on Saturday, June 2nd. Registration starts at 9 and the walk begins at 10. And this is our big fundraiser. It's really a lot of fun. It's family friendly and it's a dog event that you can bring your dog to. And it's a fundraiser for us, but it's also a dog walk. And you can come and enjoy our new theme this year. Well, actually, it's our second year doing this theme. It's a carnival theme. So there's fun for your whole family and your dog included.
Just dogs?
Well, I wouldn't recommend you bring your cat unless it's really used to being on a leash with other dogs. I'd still probably say no.
Denise Owens has a mule. Could she bring that?
I mean, if she wanted to. Yeah, we've had pigs.
We've had pigs.
Yep. Okay.
The mule likes animals and wants to walk around the park.
So, Pause has been going on for a long time.
It has. Many, many years. Many decades and many years longer than I've been there.
So what's going to happen that day?
We've got some really great family-friendly and free events, actually. The Detroit Circus is joining us once again this year, and they're performing for free. So even if you don't have a pet, you can bring your whole family out and enjoy that. We have three performances. One is at 11, 12, and 1 o'clock. And like I said, it's completely free to see the performers. They're awesome. We have professional balloon twisting and face painting that they'll be doing as well. Roaming performances. We also have a canine police dog demonstration. Sorry. So it's a lot of fun for the whole family. We've got lots of games and prizes, not just the kid. The kids aren't the only ones who can play the games. We've got games for dogs too. So, and they can win doggy prizes. Lots of vendors to shop. Jackson Breakfast Rotary will be on site selling food, carnival-themed food for us, and all of the proceeds go to the Cascade Humane Society, so we're really thankful for them.
So what's your goal this year?
To raise money for all of our animals. I think our goal total is $35,000, includes registration and sponsorships and vendors, and of course fundraising. So when you register for the event, which is $30 for adults and $20 for children, we encourage you to create a fundraiser page. And this is something that you can personalize for yourself, and you can put pictures of your animals up, and you can write about why animals and CHS are important to you. And then they make it super easy to share that out to your social media or to your email, and you just ask for your friends and family to donate even a few dollars to a cause that means a lot to you. And it goes a long way at CHS. We care for more than 1,100 animals at CHS per year, and we keep our adoption rates as low as possible, which means the cost of those animals does not in any way meet what we bring in for the adoption rate. So it's really important that we fundraise. We're a nonprofit, and we do not receive any money from government funding or from national humane organization groups. So events like Pause in the Park and donors that help us out at these events and throughout the year really mean a great deal to us, and we wouldn't be able to stay open without them. And in addition to the adoptions, we have numerous programs for the Jackson community, such as a low-cost spay and neuter program, a feral cat sterilization program. So if you're taking care of a feral cat colony, we will do that spay and neuter for only $10 so that you can reduce, hopefully, the number of unwanted litters out there in the world.
And rabies vaccinate.
Yeah.
Give them a rabies vaccination as well.
Absolutely. So they're healthy when they get back out there. And then we provide pet food for families in need. We'd prefer those pets stay in their homes. And if you have to make a choice between paying a bill and feeding versus your animal, obviously your human family is going to win, and that means that sometimes we get animals surrendered to us, and that's really sad. Those animals need to stay in their homes, so we like to provide food assistance for those families when they need it.
Can you kind of quickly take us through the adoption process?
Sure. Well, we hope everyone's kind of checking online and they can see what they like. But if not, they come in and they can view our animals. We've got cats and dogs. And right now we have three rats, a bunny, and
what?
A guinea pig. Yeah.
Three rats?
We do. They make great pets. Did you know?
No.
I know. Everyone's probably
super
creeped out by their tails.
You learn something every day on
that
show.
But I know. Besides their tails, they're super friendly animals. They make a great pet for the kids.
You say so, Heather.
Hey, who's the expert? No, I'm kidding. So you come in, and then we'll ask you to, when you're interested in somebody, you fill out an adoption survey. And this is just merely to get information into our computer easily and to learn a little bit more about you and what your needs are. And that way the adoption counselors can better fit you with an animal. So if you are a low-key person and you don't want to go outside ever and you want to on your couch and then you want to adopt a border collie, probably not the best fit. So we can learn a little bit more about you and help you match you to the right animal. And when you find the love of your life, it's a done deal.
Adoption numbers pretty good, or?
Yeah, absolutely. We're for the fiscal year, we're well over 1,000 already. So our fiscal year runs July 1st through June 30th. So we're doing great. We've remained steady, which is wonderful. And you know, we hope people, even if you have a house that has an animal in it, you consider saving another life.
So Stephanie, if somebody wants to sign up, what should they do? What's the easiest way?
The easiest way to sign up for Paws in the Park is to visit our website. It's www.chspets.org. And from there, you just click the link to register. Registration, like we said earlier, registration is only $30 for adults and $20 for kids. And you do get a Paws in the Park t-shirt if you pre-register. If you register the day of the event, they are while supplies last. And we really want to thank the people who support this event every year, and especially the ones this year. We have some sponsors we want to mention: Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Brant and Danke, Home.fm, JTV, Christoph and Sons Flooring, and Anytime Fitness. We really couldn't pull off this event without our supporters.
Okay, anything else at the Humane Society?
There's always things going on at the Humane Society, but we hope everybody is excited for Paws in the Park and will come out. We hope we have great weather. We know it's a super busy weekend, thankfully, ours is in the morning, you know, starting registration at 9 and the walk at 10. So we hope people will come out, exhaust your dogs, go home, drop them off. They will all take a nap. And then you can go out and partake in the more adult activities of the weekend. We hope everyone comes out. It should be a great day, rain or shine. So if it's sprinkling, bring a poncho. We don't melt. It's okay.
And that day again is?
Saturday, June 2nd.
June 2nd. Paws in the Park. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Heather Lisinski, Stephanie Sharp from the Cascades Humane Society. And joining us now from the Jackson County Health and Human Services is Angela
Guadagnini.
That's what I thought it was. Guadagnini. How are you, Angela?
I am well.
So what are you here to talk about today?
I am here because May is National Foster Care Month. And we have, in Jackson County, we have about 115 foster parents in Jackson County.
That's probably not enough.
Not by a long shot. Right now, in Jackson County, we have almost 360 children in foster care. A year ago, we had 270. So we're up by 90 this year.
Wow.
So we do not have enough homes. Children, they come into care for lots of reasons, and you all have heard. A lot of the children that come into care right now are physical abuse or neglect. Once we make a determination that a removal needs to happen, we go to the court, and the court actually makes that call. Once that call is made, we put children into foster homes. Right now, we clearly don't have enough foster homes. We have children that are separated from siblings. We have children who are in homes. Not only are they separated from their siblings, but they're in three or four different counties. So they're not even close. When we remove children, not only are we taking them away from the home that they know, the parents that they love, but we're taking them away from their friends, their favorite teacher, that lunch lady that gives them a hug every day. We're taking them away from everything that they know, so it's really hard for our kids when they come into care.
So too many kids, not
too
enough
many
families.
Kids, not how, enough families.
How do we correct that?
Well, anybody can be a foster parent. You don't have to be married. You can be single. You can live with your partner. You can be LGBT. You can have a trailer. You can live in an apartment. You can rent your home or own your home. We have the process for foster parents is about 4 to 6 months. We have our foster care licensing here, and she can rock it out in like two. She's awesome. It takes a lot. We ask a lot of questions, but we want to know everything we can about you, because when a child comes into care, we want them to have one placement. So we want to know everything we can about you so we can place that child only one time, and we want that fit to be right for everyone, for you, for your family, as well as for that child.
It's about safety, isn't it?
It is absolutely about safety. One of the most common questions that we hear is, I couldn't foster. I wouldn't be able to give them back. Okay, that's a valid point. But here's what we see with our foster kids. We want you to not be able to give them back, because that tells us that you've attached to them, that you've bonded to them, that the child feels comfortable in your home. And when that child leaves, yeah, it's going to be awful. You're going to cry. And I want you to cry because I want you to have that bond. But that child takes it with you, with them, with every word of encouragement that you've given them, with every act of affection, kiss on the forehead, head, tucking them in at night, the book that you read with the funny voices. That child takes it with you everywhere they go, and that's what's the most important part of being a foster parent.
So if somebody's interested,
they can call me.
Yeah.
I'll give my number.
So.
Yes, you can call me. My name is Angie. My number is 517-315-6627. My coworker Erica is actually the licensor, so she's the one that's going to be able to walk you through that process, and her number is 517-960-3081.
So can you tell us a little bit about the process? You said it would be, what, 2 months, 3 months?
Well, that's a quick one.
That's a quick one?
That's a quick one, yep. The process involves fingerprinting. We do statewide and FBI fingerprinting. It involves walking through your house, and we don't just walk through your house one time. We walk through your house multiple times. When I did licensing, it was not unusual for me to walk through your house and spend 8 or 10 hours with you. I say I like Diet Coke because that's how much time I'm going to be spending with you. So we're spending a lot of time with the families. We're getting to know how they function with their children. We want to know about how you were raised. How did your parents discipline, and how do you discipline now? Is it different? Why? We want to know those things because, again, we want to know as much about you as we can so we can make that fit right for the child so that we don't have to move them again.
You do DNA?
We don't do DNA,
okay.
No. Part of the history, though, one of the things that people always kind of balk at is I've had some speeding tickets.
Oh, jeez.
You know, speeding tickets we don't really look at. Speeding tickets, unless you're excessive and you're driving on a suspended license now, we're really not going to care so much about the speeding tickets. We're looking at felonies. You know, have you burned down a house? Have you killed someone?
Yeah.
Those are the things that we're looking at.
That would cross you off the
yeah,
list?
Yeah. There's a safety thing there.
How about if you hit a pothole?
Well, then you might need to go see someone else.
So where are you going to get the families?
We are looking everywhere. I am, and Erica is kind of following along with me, all over the city. We run under the theme of planting the seed. So I'm here today, and maybe some of you have met me or seen me for the first time, heard me for the first time. We're at the fair, so you're going to see me again. We're at the expo, you're going to see me again. We're at Jaxpo, you're going to see me again. What we know is that you're going to hear us and see us 7 or 8 times before you decide that you're going to do something. So I'm planting the seed today. And some of you have seen me before, so I am just reiterating, I'm watering that seed. Because that's how we get known, is by being out in the community, by talking to people, talking to businesses and organizations about our need, so that folks can see the need and step in.
Is it random when you get a foster child, or do you order one, or
you
know what I mean?
Order one.
Well, male, female, young, old.
You absolutely can determine what's going to fit in your family. We will often say to families that want like a 2-year-old, under 2. Everybody wants babies, and let me tell you right now, we don't have homes for babies.
No, everybody doesn't want babies.
Well, if you want teenagers, we love you even more.
Okay.
Because teenagers get a bad rap. Teenagers are tough, and some of our teenagers have seen some stuff that many of us have never even dreamed of. They have some issues, but they're good kids. They're the same kind of kids that you have in your home. They just want to be loved. They want to be accepted. They want to be part of a family. So that's what we want to give to them. So you can determine what's going to work best in your family, and we're going to work with that. So if we have a newborn come in and you want teenagers, we're not going to give that newborn to you. But if we have a teenager, we're going to give them.
What assistance do the families get? If any.
Oh, it's not a lot.
Okay.
$17.42 a day. It's about $500 a month. And I don't know about many people, but that's groceries for me. That doesn't even cover clothes for the kids and shoes, my lands.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a lot. You don't make money being a foster parent. You really don't. You have to see it as, I have to give something to the community, mm-hmm. and this is how I'm going to do it.
So call Angie if you're interested.
Call me if you're interested. I can point you in the right direction and get you started.
What's your number?
517-315-6627.
Thanks, Angie. Good job. Appreciate it. From Health and Human Services. From the Salvation Army, we have Shannon Scarrett. Bill Blakemore is your board member, aren't you, Bill? Or
yes.
President or... something.
Chairman, yeah.
Chairman. What's up? You guys got a couple events coming up.
Yeah, we have quite a few. So June is a big month for us at Salvation Army. Next Friday, actually, we're kicking it off with our National Donut Day, which is a very important day in Salvation Army history. Just to give you a little background on our history with National Donut Day, in World War I, we had what were called donut lassies. These were women that were serving right alongside the men fighting on the front lines in France. And they wanted to bring a piece of home, of America, to the men that were fighting. And so they started cooking up freshly made donuts in the helmets of these men and serving them, and also repairing their uniforms and providing some medical care, really bringing that heart of service. And so that spirit of service continued on into the Second World War and even into Vietnam and some of the more modern day wars. And we just want to keep that spirit alive. So what we're doing on National Donut Day is we're going to be at Jackson Crossing from 9 a.m. to noon, and we're going to be giving out donuts to veterans. And we've been having children send in letters thanking our veterans in the community for their service. And we here at Salvation Army, we continue to serve veterans by building community. We have what are called adult rehabilitation centers for some of our veterans who may be struggling with substance abuse, and just providing that community that's really important to our vets. So we're just looking for anyone who wants to come out, make a donation. We're going to be at the center court in Jackson Crossing giving out donuts. If you want to come, write a letter or send one in to us in advance that we can give out to veterans. We've been partnering with American Legion Halls and different veteran groups in our community. So come on out and support veterans here in Jackson County.
Okay, that's Friday, June 1st.
Yep, coming up next Friday.
Can I ask a question of the group?
Absolutely.
Because there's a few gray-haired guys here like me. Any veterans in here? Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the center court is across from Gilbert Chocolates.
Just saying.
Just saying, yeah. The second thing coming up in June is on June 21st, and there's an invitation on your table. So if you will open the card, please. And I told Mark this is his personal invitation, so it will be your personal invitation also. And in this is our very first Red Shield benefit. And what that is, or what that will be, is showcasing what we do at the Army. And normally, if I were to take a quick survey, probably the only thing you know is that we ring bells at Christmas time. And ring bells for the cattle to help with the expenses. And like Angie was saying about kids and that kind of thing, that's what we raise money for. But we do so much more. And so this Red Shield benefit is showcasing the areas that we work in. So we want you to look through that. We have our title sponsor for this event is Consumers Energy, American One Credit, Rooney's Drain and Sewer, the City of Jackson, Jackson County Chamber of Commerce, Trips Auto and Collision, and Fit with Eve, or just some of our sponsors already that have purchased tables or even higher sponsorships. So if your business would like to participate in this, we would love to have you as a sponsor. And it's going to be at the City View Room. You can read all that in the flyer. Beautiful venue up there. So that's June 21st. And, excuse me, it will showcase, like I said, you'll be surprised. And let me throw one other thing out that we do twice a month that will help you if you can't come to this. There is also a card on your table that has the little girl ringing the bell. We have a tour twice a month called Beyond the Bell, and that's where you come to the core down on behind. I tell people it's between on the street behind American One and Superior Sales. One block over from the hospital. I can't get any more direct than that. And we have the first Monday at noon and the third Thursday in the evening. I think that's correct. Am I correct?
At 5:30 to 6:30. They're 1 hour long.
Okay. And I saw Terry around here somewhere. He's been on the tour. There's been a number of people that have been on the tour. And here again, you learn a lot about what we do at the Salvation Army.
And I just want to comment on the Red Shield benefit. The reason we're doing this is we are actually going to be launching a community meal program for Jackson. We are finding hunger at staggering rates coming through our food pantry, our emergency food pantry, as well as in our after-school programming with youth. We're just seeing it more frequently, and it's not okay for us. We need to do something about it. And we have a beautiful building. Please come to one of the tours, like Bill mentioned. We're showcasing our kitchen and our fellowship hall. We're making some renovations. And so the money we're raising at this event is really going to help us launch this community meal program that we're looking to do. And we're also, a lot of people don't know that we work with youth. That is a key component of our ministry, is working with children right here in downtown Jackson. And we really have the privilege and the honor to invest in the lives of these young people. And we really want to expand our programming. Right now we're able to service children, about 25 in our after-school program in grades kindergarten through fifth grade. And we want to grow that. We just brought on a new youth development coordinator. His name is Marcarius Coakley. He's outstanding. He grew up in the Salvation Army in Detroit and has an amazing story. We're going to be showcasing his story at our benefit. And we just, the youth are the future of Jackson, and our theme for this benefit is transforming lives, transforming Jackson. And we just really feel that we play a key role here in Jackson in helping transform our community. So please come down and support us. You can buy a ticket, it's $35, or a table for $300 at sajackson.org is where we're doing our registration.
Bill, we have just a minute, but a quick word on the golf outing.
Okay, thanks. I know this table is going to sign up because they got excited when I handed. You have another flyer on your table that says the Red Shield Classic. This is our ninth year. And the proceeds from this event will go to help launch a community education lab for these kids that Shannon was talking about. So that's not until September. Plenty of time. I also put a registration form on each table. So guys, girls, Marie and Shelley and some of them are playing. They're actually our title sponsor for this, the Jackson Magazine. So thank you, Jackson Magazine. And September 14th at Arbor Hills.
Thanks, Bill. Shannon, thank you.
Thank you.
Take a break for the news. We hit 8 o'clock here on 970 101.5 FM, and we'll be back.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
We're back. Good morning, Greater Jackson. A noisy Bella Notte restaurant. Part two, the Fair Queen is with us. Denise Owens.
I'll say it again. Wow. Well, I am so glad to be here because you know what? The sun is out. The rain has stopped for about 15 minutes, but there's no snow, so we're talking fair.
Yeah.
Fair in August. We're ready for it. The first thing right out of the chute is our fair books are now available. Now, these lovely books are done with all kinds of information on what happens during fair week, but it also, the big focus on the fair book is we really want people to start entering their goodies at the fair. So the fair book is what your first step in getting started. So hope that if you haven't had a chance to be an exhibitor at the fair, now is the time. And we need everything. We need canned goods. We need needlework. We need antiques. And, you know, we actually are one of the best fairs in regards to our still exhibit and the fact that it's in the Herman Gumper Building, which is synonymous with the best of the best. And when I go to fair conferences, and I go to three or four of them a year, they all know Jackson County Fair. They all know that we have outstanding talent, we have outstanding displays, and we have an outstanding 4-H FFA program. So very, very proud of that. I started at the fair when I was 9 years old, when I was in 4-H, so I have a huge passion for the Jackson County Fair. And I just love getting out and talking about it. So if you haven't been to the fair, first of all, then you must have been buried or in a cave somewhere, because our fair is 165 years
wow.
old this year. Yes.
Amazing.
165. We are one of the only fairs that has a covered grandstand that holds 4,500 people. And that grandstand is going nowhere. I know there's some rumors out there. Every once in a while, I get phone calls at the office. So you had your last fair last year. What? No. I heard you're knocking down the grandstand. And even Ray had heard that rumor and talked to him this morning. No. That is very, very, just absolutely not going to happen. We have a master plan that we just finished 2 years ago. And actually, there's two buildings that absolutely will never go anywhere. And that is the Herman Gumper Building and the grandstands. Now, yes, they are both nearing 100 years old, so they are needing some tender, loving care, and they're going to get that. But I digress, because there's other things happening. I'm here for a couple other reasons, too. If you don't want to be an exhibitor of a still exhibit, but you would like to be a vendor and display your informational or your retail, now is the time to call me, because our booths are coming down to very scarce numbers. And you can get that information on our website, which is jacksoncountyfair.net. And that information is there. It tells you, you know, the cost, the size of the booth, and the other things that you get with that. So I strongly encourage that. And I would be remiss if I didn't lay on the table sponsorship opportunities. It's all about sponsorships. A lot of great things that you can sponsor. I mean, take a look at just our entertainment lineup that we have for the fair this year. This was a good year. I start this process in October every year. I start in Nashville. And this year, we think we really hit it out of the park for a couple of reasons. We found that, you know, country used to be a big part of the Jackson County Fair, and then it kind of went away. It kind of wasn't really bringing in the numbers, so we had to kind of step back for a couple of years, but we kind of regrouped. We know we have faster horses in July out to the racetrack, so the new and current and the $400,000 and $500,000 country shows we aren't able to have at the Jackson County Fair, and it for a reason that we want to have a lot of shows, and we can't spend that much on one show. So we've kind of gone back to old country, which was huge success last year. So this year, we're doing it again. We've got John Anderson, Pam Tillis, and Little Texas that's going to kick the fair off on Sunday. Then we go to Darcy Lynn Farmer. And when my promoter called me on her, we had some offers into some other comics. I'm like, why does that name sound familiar? Well, he sent me the picture. It's the little gal that won America's Got Talent last year, the ventriloquist that sings. Unbelievable talent. We were thrilled. I literally closed that deal in 10 days. It's never happened. It just seemed to route perfectly for Monday. So we've got that going on, and that actually is probably going to be one of our highlights for the week. Then we have a little more hard rock and roll with Theory of a Dead Man, with Pop Evil, which is a... Pop Evil is a Michigan band, and this will be their third trip to Jackson. They've got a great following, so that's going to be a great night. And then we just ended it with classic rock. I'm sure no one's heard the name Eddie Money, but he was here back in 2011. He's an interesting fellow, and he really he really loved Jackson, and he really loves meeting the people. That was one show that kind of got me a little nervous because I had to beg him to get on stage, but he wanted to continue taking pictures and kissing people in line and stuff. And so I asked my promoter, I'm like, okay, is he a little calmer? And my promoter goes, yeah, not really. But he always kicks off DTE, so that'll be a fun night. And along with that show is Night Ranger, which is you know, everybody knows Sister Christian. Who doesn't know that? Even our kids, our adult kids, can see where knows all this music, and they can sing along. And we get a really big crowd of young people for the classic rock, so we're excited about that. And then we round out the week with a rodeo, Twisted Pea Rodeo, and then Demolition Derby, what better way than crash them up to end the fair week? So,
good way to end it.
Yeah, we're really excited. And we've got a lot of great support systems behind us, too, just like K105, always a big sponsor. You'll see their shirts on all of our people, their logos. And we're always working on building our sponsorships, but always the standard ones. JTV is a huge supporter of the fair, too, and a number of them on the back of that schedule. And that's why this actually is a draft version of the schedule for the week, because this isn't going to be published yet because I'm still finishing up with some of our sponsors. So don't let your logo not appear on the back of that schedule if you haven't called. And even if some of the pricing, you know, just maybe doesn't fit your budget, hey, I'll work with anybody. We'll do anything, work with anybody in order to get you out there in front of the face of about 200,000 people. And that's what we usually get during the week. A number of folks that come through, and I sell a lot of tickets for this year that I haven't done before that are for two shows. That's great. They're coming on Monday, then they're coming on Wednesday, or they're coming on Sunday and coming back on Tuesday. So this is a year that we're gonna have a great amount at the front gate. So we've made one little change this year. We have moved our small stage. We are going to put it under the pavilion, and we have added shows that we've never done on the small stage before, too. So a lot of free entertainment. And our big free act is Birds of Prey, which all of my folks on the fairgrounds are freaking out when I told them we're going to have a condor flying over by the birthing barn, coming down about 50 feet up, and we're going to have an eagle, and we're going to all kinds of great things. But that's a nationally touring show, so I was excited. We nailed that down. Commissioner Mahoney actually got that for me when he went to the Vegas conference, so we're excited about that.
And the cleanest fair.
The cleanest and the most beautiful,
and that is
absolutely our mantra. It's important, and as a woman, it's important that our bathrooms are something that, you know, every mom wants to be able to take their child into. So we focus hard on that. Yes, some of our bathrooms haven't been renovated since 1954, but we're working on that too. But anyway, you if you come to our fair, that's one thing you're going to say is, I can't believe how clean it is. And it's nice that we're on asphalt; it makes it a little easier to keep clean. But we've got a lot of folks that come and work Fair Week that have been there for years and years, and they take ownership of the fairgrounds, and so we like that.
Real quick, how's the master plan coming?
Well, you know, we're moving right along since we nailed it down about 2 years ago. We have some renovations going on with American One Credit Union, and we're excited about that, which actually, if it happens in the direction that we all believe it is going to, our midway is actually going to move out to the infield because our track will be removed right after Fair Week. Unfortunately, the state of Michigan will never allow us to have racing again, so that track is taking up a lot of usable space. And we have an event July 8th. Oh, my gosh.
July 8th.
July 8th. We have racing for one last time. It's an exhibition show. It's a free racing event. We are going to have folks from all over the country that are going to participate in that. We'll have 6 to 8 races, 6 to 9 horses per race. And if anybody has any memories at all of that racetrack, please come out on that Sunday afternoon. It's 2 to 6 because that is going to be the farewell to our track. And I think that a lot of people will be able to have a lot of conversation about memories they've created. I know I was there with my grandmother. She loved the dollar beer, the dollar hot dogs, and that will be there also, dollar beer and dollar hot dogs for that night.
Denise, thanks.
Thank you.
Denise Owens, Fair Queen. Tickets on sale, 788-4405. You need any ticket info for any of the events at the fair. Kim Gibbs here from Exit Realty First. Sell you a house. What's going on, Kim?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So talk about the market.
Market's doing great, gangbusters. We have still increasing list prices, so it's 10% higher than it has been last year or the year before that, so it's a great time to sell. We definitely need more houses on the market. So
how are you going to find those?
Well, I'm here today to tell them. If you're interested in selling your house, we have agents on staff willing to talk to you about getting that house on the market. We have buyers in demand that are looking for houses. Our inventory is at all-time low. Prices are at all-time high. So now is the time to get out there, contact your real estate agent, and get it on the market.
You put a house on the market right now, it doesn't last very long, does it?
No. Statistically, right now, we're at an all-time low with days on the market, too.
So what are the trends coming up?
So right now, it's basically just the houses are selling fast. Good news for sellers. That's what we want. And houses that are high-priced. And those are about 10% higher than they have been in the last years, too. So you're getting a great price for the houses. Use a knowledgeable real estate agent, though. If you're buying a house, we want to help you get the best deal that you can get out there, especially for sellers. You can negotiate higher prices, and a lot of them are seeing multiple offers, so it really takes someone that is knowledgeable in real estate to help you with that. And vacation homes are on the rise. We have a lot of lakes in our town, as everybody knows, so lots of lake properties that we could get you into for second homes. Mortgage rates are on the rise, so for buyers that are thinking about buying a house, get with your lender and secure that loan, and let's start looking. It does take some time to find a house out there right now, so we definitely need to get you in position. You need to talk to your real estate agent, and we can help you. So
Kim, how do you find the right agent?
How do I find the right agent? The clients
Anybody.
Find
how
the right
agent. How do they find the right agent?
They call 796-9300.
Okay, that's a start.
That's right. So I'm going to give you just a little advice, too. When you're on the Internet, everybody seems to go to the Internet to search for homes. Be careful.
That's where all the truth is.
Yeah, well, yeah. Be careful. Use a local real estate agent, and here's the difference. When you go out to the World Wide Web, guess who's going to contact you? The World Wide Web. You know, you're going to get people you don't know. If you're using a local real estate agent, your information, when you put your name and your email out there, it goes to me or it goes to one of my agents, and we contact you directly. We can communicate with you on that platform, and your information is not out there for everybody to see. So you're putting in how much income you might make or what kind of property you're looking for. You don't want that out there for everybody to see. So go to a local real estate agent. Let them help you. They get firsthand knowledge before it's syndicated out to the world. So use somebody local.
How can you assist somebody that's trying to sell their or for sale by owner?
Well, we tell them to use a licensed and insured real estate agent. I mean, that's always the best policy. There are There's a lot of information on the internet that you can definitely get out there and sell your house. But as
but it's not easy, is it?
No, it's not. And it's you get more money using a realtor. We can price it better. Everybody thinks, well, I can price it for less, and I can find a buyer so quick. But then there becomes all the legal documents that you have to supply, seller disclosures, and things that would really get you in a bind if you didn't have it. So yes, there are avenues out there to sell it yourself, but you will get the most for your money and be protected, and it's a little bit easier pace if you don't have to worry about all the legal issues. So
can you talk about your company?
Thanks.
A little bit?
Yeah. We've been in business in Jackson since 2004. We are located on Lawrence, 740 Lawrence, and we just opened our second office in Chelsea, Michigan. So we're extremely excited about that. We are specialized in training our agents, so we hire new agents. We have a detailed transition plan to put you into the real estate business. And if you call, make an appointment, we will tell you all about our company and how we can get you acclimated to that career.
So you're hiring?
I am hiring.
Okay.
And growing.
So, and training.
Yeah. And that Chelsea office needs to be staffed, so we have positions available. We are definitely looking for more real estate agents, and we will help you every step of the way.
Is that that's still a hot area, isn't it, Grass Lake, Chelsea?
Absolutely is, yes.
And is that why you're there?
Well, I am, yes. And it's just to expand to a little bit bigger area. There's agent potential. We recruit agents in, so we have a lot of agents in the Washtenaw area. Home prices, $150,000 here on average, $250,000 there on average.
What about commercial? You haven't talked about that.
We do have commercial specialists in our office, not just residential real estate, vacant land, but we do specialize in commercial. The gentleman that I have here with me today, they do a lot of commercial business.
Who are they?
So we have Chris Brenneman that's in the audience. We have Ray Snell, and we have Ben Kono, and we have Stefan Seiler in the back.
So. Okay. You brought the whole crew.
Yeah. We got a few of them. I wanted to represent the commercial industry. They're doing awesome in that area.
So if somebody wants to get a hold of you to interview you,
absolutely. Yeah. So I'm going to have you go to exitjackson.com. You can reach out personally to me at kimgibbs.com. And our office number is 517-796-9300. And if they're listening to us in the Chelsea area, it's 734-627-1400.
They love us in Chelsea.
Yay.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Kim Gibbs from Exit Realty First. Matt Swartzlander will wrap it up this morning.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Good Morning Greater Jackson, broadcasting live from Bellinote in downtown Jackson with a full house of chamber members. Thank you again to our sponsors this morning, Cascades Humane Society, Jackson County Department of Health and Human Services, the Salvation Army, Jackson County Fair, and Exit Realty One. Round of applause for our sponsors. Big thank you to our ambassadors this morning, sponsored by Flagstar Bank, Beth James of Willis & Macnick Financial, Tammy Ferguson of Comerica, and Terry Langston of Center for Family Health. They're sitting in the back.
Terry!
We had a great month with new members at the Chamber, Primal Pizza, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, Five Leprechaun, CP Federal of Grass Lake Branch, Evan Spooner State Farm Insurance, Hunt Club, Craig Talbert, Waterstone Mortgage, Nightlights, Unique Motors, Westwood Mall, Caliber Home Loans, and Baker's Gas and Welding Supply. Round of applause for our new members. All right, a few upcoming events over the next month. June 8th is our next legislative Rise and Shine over at the Chamber office. June 14th is our next Brew with the Board. That'll be a PM edition of that over at the Chamber office as well. And then back here, June 26th for our next Good Morning Greater Jackson. And in attendance this morning in our studio audience, Berg Insurance Services, Handyman Stan, Integro, Jackson Publishing Company, Jackson Symphony Orchestra, LTI Printing, RJM, Teach Out Security Solutions, Graphics 3, TARS, Balloony Bin, Vito's Espresso, United Way, Service Master, RJM, Jackson Public Schools, and Dancy's Fancy Butter. thank you again for coming out this morning. We hope you have a great day. We'll see you back on June 26th. Thanks.
Thanks, Matt. We'll see you June 26th. Thanks to everybody that played in the Chamber Golf event yesterday. We'll see you on the 26th.